Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to bask in the glitter and glamour of Hollywood. Tinseltown, the Walk of Fame, the Sunset Strip, and movie stars. The song Hooray for Hollywood was written in 1937 by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer for the movie Hollywood Hotel. Let's begin with Anita O'Day's version from her Cool Heat of 1959, band led by Jimmy Giuffre. Pianist Horace Silver recorded The Hippest Cat in Hollywood on his Hard Bop Grand Pop album of 1996, solos by Steve Turay on trombone and Ronnie Cuber on baritone, with nice drum work by Louis Nash. Then French guitarist Marc Antoine will play On the Strip from his Cruisin' release of 2001.
That screwy, booey, hooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at law from Sophie Loren to Mame Van Doren is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you may be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, go see Max Factor. He'll make your kisser look good. He'll send you off in space. He'll dig this crazy place. I'll stay in Hollywood.
Thank you.
We are enjoying jazz about Hollywood on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1964, vibraphonist Cal Chater recorded Sunset Boulevard from the album Warm Wave. Hollywood got the nickname Tinseltown in 1915. The neo-swing band Royal Crown Review did Trouble in Tinseltown on their Muggsy's Move album of 1996. Chet Baker and Bud Schenk teamed up in 1957 with the big band and recorded Hollywood from the album The James Dean Story. Piano man Earl Hines played Hollywood Hop in 1957 with the septet, trombone solo by Dickie Wells and tenor by Jerome Richardson.
Sunset strip, but I'll tell you what they don't know. one sign to Hollywood, Tinseltown. They see that bright, shiny commercial for the Hollywood Christmas parade with all them stars hanging out on the boulevard. They don't see all the pimps, pushers, drug cats, just dead general, deadbeat, no good nicks hanging out, making a living off of scamming off other cats. That boulevard takes a man and spits him out, Jack. Just hang out there a while, you'll figure it out, baby. It's big trouble.
Traffic's crying, footsteps echo on the street. Cheap but lovely chicks and a sober for the trick, and she woke up for a bite to eat. So where is all the glamour? Where's that lovely starlet's kiss? Out in TV land, they dream of Tinseltown, but I'll tell you just what they miss. Hustle roll, street cops stroll, the city where the night runs deep. Yeah, seedy bars, cats in lower cars, Hollywood bar, you're asleep. Hustle roll, street cops stroll, the city where the night runs deep. Yeah, seedy bars, cats in lower cars, Hollywood.
We're going Hollywood on this Dr. Jazz Hour. To go Hollywood is to let fame and fortune go to your head and to get deep into the Hollywood lifestyle. You'll see what it means from this first selection titled Gone Hollywood from keyboardist Bob James's Obsession album of 1986, vocal by Lisa Fisher. L.A. boy Buddy Collette and a quartet played Sunset Drive in 1957 from the album Man of Many Parts. Another saxophonist, Tom Scott, wrote and recorded Hollywood Walk from the 1994 album Read My Lips.
Thank you.
We are cruising the Sunset Strip on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1957, vibraphonist Terry Gibbs, joined by two other Vibes men, Victor Feldman and Larry Bunker, played Hollywood Blues on the album A Jazz Band Ball. Another vibraphonist, Lionel Hampton, and his orchestra recorded Shufflin' at the Hollywood in 1939. And if you cruise a bit west on the Strip, you'll wind up in Westwood, and the group Spyro Gyra did Westwood Moon on their Heat of the Night album of 1996.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.